Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
This is second date update on the Wake Up Call, and Marissa is on with us this morning. Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
So Marissa and Tyler met when she was out drinking with coworkers. Tyler happened to be at the same bar and knew one of Melissa's coworkers. The coworker introduced them. They spent the rest of the night together, drinking and talking, exchanging numbers, and decided to meet at that same bar for some drinks a few days later. Marissa, you were telling us off the air you had an awesome time. Tell us more about the date.
Well, we played pool. We laughed a lot. We even kissed a few times, but I haven't heard back from him since that night.
Have you tried to reach out to him?
No, I thought he would. I don't know. Maybe I'm old-fashioned.
You know, this is just me guessing. Maybe the couple of sweet, sweet kisses that you had might have been a little too advanced. Maybe
well, how do you
too
know
fast?
That she was the one that kissed him?
Maybe I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
I mean, I got the impression that it was mutual, so I don't know.
Let's see what we can do for you.
Okay, Marissa, hang on the line. We're going to talk to Tyler. You'll be able to hear the conversation, but hang on, okay?
Okay.
Tyler, hi. Tyler, are you there?
Hey, hello.
Hey, Tyler, how's it going? This is Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. This is a segment that we call Second Date Update. We're calling you because you went out on a date with someone recently that has asked us to give you a call and find out why they haven't heard from you since the date. So Marissa was the one that reached out. Is there something you can tell us about the date? How did it go?
Marissa?
Yeah. We heard there were some sweet, sweet kisses. Our worst, not hers.
Okay, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, we kissed, okay. Well, basically, she kind of got in someone's face and was pretty crazy. I mean, we were both drunk, but I don't know. That kind of energy is weird, and I don't like that.
She, like, started a fight with somebody?
Kind of. She was drunk, so I'm going to just give her that much. But yeah, she started yelling at this girl.
What?
Why?
That seems like something that she should have definitely mentioned. Or at least, or even just when she didn't hear from you, be like, okay, well, it's probably because I screamed at somebody.
Marissa, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Marissa, you're on with Tyler.
Hey.
Hey,
Marissa, I gotta tell you, you do not sound like the type of person that gets in someone's face.
Let me just tell you something, okay? When somebody says, was there any, like, little thing that happened on the date that maybe gave you an indicator? And you say no, the correct answer is, oh, yeah, I fought a bitch.
We did not fight. Like, he's totally not telling the whole story.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the whole story.
Well, okay, so there was a girl at the bar who was totally wasted, and she was trying to talk to him and hanging all over him. And so she was making Tyler uncomfortable, but he's, like, super polite, and he just wasn't saying anything, and he would just, like, kind of move away from her, and then she would come up to him again and, like, not leave him alone. And so I talked to her, like, I asked her to, you know, step away with me for a second, and I told her, like, we're on a date, and he's not feeling you right now. And she started mouthing off to me and, like, got super upset and super rude. And, like, I thought he was uncomfortable, too. So, but she took it really badly.
Tyler?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Look, that's not the way I remember it.
Okay, hold on. Was there a girl, like, a wasted girl hanging on you, making you, like, do a help me eyes?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think she was hitting on me, but at the same time, like, everyone was drunk, and I just felt like, I don't know, I just felt bad for her. But now that, you know, I was drunk, so now that I'm hearing Marissa say that, She was just trying to help me out. I feel really bad, and I don't know. I mean, I'm so sorry. I'm down to do a second date if, you know, Marissa is open to it. Maybe no alcohol. I don't know.
If you guys want to go on a second date, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, after listening and thinking about it, like, he should have said something, and if that's the way he remembers me, then I shouldn't have called. Well, I'm glad I did, so I got over it.
This was a change. So he decided he did want to go out with her again, and she decided she didn't.
Wow, well, this is a first.
This is a first for us. Thank you. Sorry, but thank you.
Thanks.
All right, second date update on the wake-up call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.